It's exactly 7 o'clock at WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump has gotten his wish. A federal grand jury has indicted a longtime foe. Correspondent Jennifer Kuiper has the details.
Former FBI Director James Comey is facing two charges, making false statements and obstruction of justice. In a video statement, Comey says, bring it on.
My heart is broken for the Department of Justice, but I have great confidence in the federal judicial system, and I'm innocent. So let's have a trial.
The charges stem from testimony given 5 years ago by Comey to Congress in connection with an FBI investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. Comey's arraignment is October 9th in Alexandria, Virginia.
Statute of limitations in the case was set to expire next week. President Trump has announced a brand new round of taxes on imports. CBS's Jesse Mitchell.
The president is slapping the largest tariff, 100%, on pharmaceuticals, unless a company is in the process of building a manufacturing facility in the U.S., while the others range from 25 to 50%.
They also include upholstered furniture and heavy trucks. The tariffs are set to go into effect next Wednesday. Officials say the 29-year-old suspect in this Wednesday's deadly shooting outside an ice field office in Dallas left written notes behind, offering clues to a motive. Acting U.S. Attorney Nancy Larson.
He hoped his actions would terrorize ICE employees and interfere with their work, which he called human trafficking.
One detainee was killed outside the building. Two others were wounded. Officials say the suspect shot and killed himself. A court victory for an Irish rap star in the UK.
I'm Vicky Barker in London. A judge here has just thrown out a terror-related charge against rapper Mo Cara, a member of the Irish language hip-hop group Kneecap. No one disputed that the rapper had waved the flag of Lebanese militant group Hezbollah at a London gig last November. Hezbollah is banned here as a terrorist group, so that act was technically illegal. But the judge just threw out the case over a technical error in the way that charge was brought.
The Kneecap rapper has just reacted. He says the bid to, quote, silence us failed. Supporters cheered in court when the judge told him he was free to go. A study from Boston Children's Hospital, Harvard Medical School, released today, finds COVID vaccines are safe for pregnant women. Research fellow Nikan Zagadeh authored the work.
We showed that there were no increase in any maternal complications like hypertension, diabetes.
She says the study actually found a protective trend in neonatal outcomes for vaccinated moms. Dow futures are up 62. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Caledonia's Plan Commission will meet Monday about Microsoft. The commission is thinking about rezoning 245 acres for Microsoft's third Racine County data center. The proposal has sparked community concerns about environmental impacts and neighborhood character, with many people showing up at a meeting this week. The data center needs to be rezoned from farmland to light industrial before any construction can begin. The Plan Commission's recommendation would go to the full village board before a final vote. A 20-year-old man from Georgia is accused of exposing himself to minors and causing harm to a child in Mount Pleasant. A criminal complaint filed in Racine County Court says Ashton Lewandowski faces several felony charges related to images and videos sent on Snapchat in July. Authorities say Lewandowski communicated with several underage girls online and sent inappropriate images to a 14-year-old here. Lewandowski now faces five serious charges in Racine County. He's in custody being held on a $75,000 cash bond. Racine is trying to reduce the digital divide. The city has a new program offering affordable computers and free training to those who qualify. It's a joint effort with the Racine Literacy Council, and the effort will sell computers for just $10. That's after participants complete a digital skills training. To qualify, people must live in the city, meet income guidelines, and not already own a recent computer. People interested can register at the Racine Literacy Council on Lake Avenue during their regular business hours. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
The Packers are bound for Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Packers and the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football at AT&T Stadium. I asked Packers running back Josh Jacobs, what will it be like running into defensive tackle Kenny Clark, traded to Dallas in that deal for Micah Parsons?
It's definitely going to be funny going against him because I know he's going to have a little chip on his shoulder, but at the end of the day, I'm still going to tell him like I always tell him, I like me. So whenever I get a chance to go against him, it's going to be fun after the game, but between them lines, I'm going to try to give him what I got.
Brewers baseball tonight. Tonight, the crew hosts the Reds. Milwaukee with a chance to secure home field advantage in the playoffs thanks to the best record in the major leagues.
You know, the guys have done a really good job, been really focused, and we talk about it all the time as far as, you know, what we need to do to win, what we like about what we did before, and what we need to continue to do going forward, what we get better at. You know, that's like a constant dialogue, and we can play the game and affect the outcomes.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. If you like to ride, this is some of the most enjoyable weather of the year. The temps are cooler and the scenery is just about as beautiful as it gets. But make sure that you keep your focus on the road ahead because a motorcycle accident can happen in a split second. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any type of accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer at 888-999-6644. He's definitely the guy you want on your side. Call or visit him today at hoglawyer.com.
WRJN weather. Partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 60s to low 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. Could see a little fog overnight. Our low in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Now I don't drink, and when you're with people that drink, it doesn't work out. That's why that designated driver thing, I don't think ever worked out. I see ads for it again, like I think they're trying to resurrect that idea, but it's kind of a flawed notion. It's like, hey, Bill, listen, we were wondering if you'd come out with us. Here's the idea. We want to go out and drink, and then we were hoping you'd come with us and not drink. How's that sound to you? We're going to go to a bunch of different bars and drink, and then you come with us and not drink. Also, we're not going to be driving. You're going to pick us up at our different houses, go to a bunch of bars, not drink while we drink, and then drive us all home. How's that sound to you? How's that catch you? I was like, I don't know. What's the catch? It sounds too good.
Okay, you've been up since 3 o'clock in the morning waiting for this moment. You didn't want to miss it, and here we go. It's our multi-state text to win contest at WRJN. This is a way for you to win our daily prize of $200 in gold jewelry and be in the running for those Green Bay, Minnesota tickets up in Green Bay. The game will be played, I think, around Thanksgiving. Plus, we're giving you a gas card to get back and forth. So it's really a great contest, huh? Here's what you do. Download the Civic Media app if you haven't done so already. It's free. Just go to WRJN.com to do it or wherever you get your apps. Download the app. Look through the list of Civic Media stations on there. I think there's about 3,000 of them. No, it's only a couple. And look for WRJN. Click on WRJN, and you'll see a space for texting at the bottom. Here's the word I want you to text to me. Are you ready? The word is prize. P-R-I-Z-E. Prize, just in case you're not hearing the way I'm pronouncing it. Prize. So what you do is download the Civic Media app, look for WRJN on the list. You'll see the blank space for texting, and text that keyword prize, P-R-I-Z-E, prize. That's our keyword this hour. We'll repeat it a few times during the hour for you. Get it to us. And also, they're going to send you a little confirmation. And if you fill out that to get our newsletter, you get a bonus entry. How do you like that? So prize is the keyword. Download it. You got till 8 o'clock to do it this morning. And then Dan Marcus will have a new one for you at 9 o'clock. So do it right now. But first, I've got Cheryl McCreary on the line. Hi, Cheryl. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Don. Great to talk with you this morning.
You've always got something going on. See, on the weekends, I sleep in, lay around, do nothing. But you're always out there doing something, including tomorrow, which is a big fundraiser for Alzheimer's. Why don't you talk about it?
Yes, we're going to be over at Marco's Pizza on Lathrop Avenue. If anybody's got anything open for tomorrow, stop by, 2065 Lathrop. We're going to be over there having a car show. We've had a lot this year, and we'll be out there playing again with the band from 2 to 7. And it's their first one, so we've been in contact with the manager over there, and they're real excited about that, having a car show at a classic cars. Be out there, cars, motorcycles, or trucks. And we're looking forward to a great time. We're going to have some free prizes over there as well, and we've partnered with Culver's as well to get some little special tokens to people who are there. And then all the people that bring their cars, motorcycles, and trucks are going to get a free complimentary token from Culver's to go back and enjoy that as well.
If I had a classic car, I'd be terrified to drive it on the road. I would think anybody getting too close to me, if a bird was dropping poop on my car, I'd be all upset. I would probably get the classic car, put it in the garage, and never touch it. But you can't do that. You got to show it off, and this is the way to show it off. And by the way, it's going to be beautiful weather for this tomorrow. Sunny with a high near 73. That's perfect.
Yes, that'd be great. I know we've had another one yesterday. We have another one coming up a week from tomorrow over there at another place called Front Row Auto on Douglas. But it's going to be really nice. And it's going to be great because tomorrow is the Alzheimer's Walk. They're having the joint. We've seen Kenosha one. So Anna will be out there. But we wanted to really partner together to bring, you know, something towards a wonderful charity. And part of the proceeds from online and also the sales that day tomorrow are going to be donated right directly to Alzheimer's. And there's also going to be a really neat opportunity. People can buy some raffle tickets, and we're going to be able to have those available for someone to have a chance to win pizza for a year.
What
do you think about that?
I think that's a lot of pizza. I don't know how many they consider a year. I don't know if it's one a day, one a month. I don't know what they consider a year, but sounds yummy to me. I like it. And your band's going to be playing. You didn't mention that. Your band's going to be playing there, right?
Yep. Our band will be out there. We'll be playing off and on throughout the day. And, again, this is going to be a great time for family fun. And I'll be giving away some free prizes as well. So come on out between 2 and 7. We try to get, you know, wrap up by 7. Probably going to try to start wrapping up since the weather is beautiful. But, the season starts to get a little bit darker earlier.
Yeah.
But it's going to be really nice. And Marco's is a great place to have some pizza and bring the family and family fun. And so we're excited about that and also to help support a wonderful charity for Alzheimer's. I just talked to another lady yesterday at another show that we were doing. Her father has Alzheimer's, and she brings her cars, and we know her very well. So she'll probably have her beautiful classic car out there again tomorrow as well. So come on out, everybody, to support a great charity.
It's a good thing, Cheryl. I thank you very much for sharing it with us this morning, and it's going to be a beautiful day. That's at Marco's tomorrow. That's at 2065 Lathrop Avenue in Racine. Just a short drive from the radio station. So have a good time there tomorrow and get a lot of money for Alzheimer's because we gotta stop this Alzheimer's thing. It's got to be stopped dead in its tracks.
Yes. Marco's Motors and Music. Show us your wheels tomorrow from 2 to 7, 2065 Lathrop Avenue, Marco's Pizza. We hope to see you guys all there.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you, Don.
Bye-bye now. All right, Cheryl McCreary and her band's going to be playing there tomorrow as well. Sounds like a lot of fun. Don't forget, download the Civic Media app. Do it now. Don't forget, you only got this hour to do it. Download the Civic Media app and look for WRJN. Click on it. And at the bottom in the text area, I want you to type the word prize and get it to me as soon as you can, all right?
Well, she got her daddy's car and she cruised through the hamburger stand now. Seems she forgot all about the library like she told her old man. The radio blast and goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Well, when her wrist can't stand her cause she walks, looks and rides like an ace now.
You walk like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot race.
Look like an ace.
but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
Bye, ladies, now you drive like an ace.
She'll have fun, 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 till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Fun, 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 till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Song for talking about the car show. Marco's tomorrow. Perfect song. Couldn't come out better. It's 7:16 local news. Timeless hits at WRJN. Time for Pete with the Beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. Imagine you are part of a hit TV show and the line from the show that fans quote when they see you involves yelling no, no in your face. That is what life has been like for former The Office showrunner Paul Lieberstein. The yelling is in reference to Lieberstein's character Toby, who returns to work much to the dismay of his adversary Michael Scott, played by Steve Carell, who shouts no, no in Toby's face. It's worth a Google. The writer-actor recently spoke at the Paley Museum about its new exhibit for The Office. During his appearance, Lieberstein mentioned the new spinoff, The Paper. He is one of the writers on the new show and said he would be open to appearing on the show as an actor if it made sense. At the moment, Oscar Nunez, who played Oscar, is the only cast member from The Office on The Paper. I've seen the pilot of The Paper, and here's my advice. Bring back all The Office characters. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Today's big deal of the day. Keep your golf game strong at X-Golf Kenosha, your indoor golf escape where it's always 72 and sunny. No wind, no rainouts, no cold hands, just perfect conditions playing on over 50 championship courses. Whether you're fine-tuning your swing or teeing up fun with your friends, X-Golf Kenosha is your year-round golf getaway. Go to WRJN.com right now, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Hospice Alliance provides compassionate care to patients throughout Southeast Wisconsin, anywhere they call home. Care can be provided in a patient or loved one's home, in an assisted living or skilled nursing facility. Other families have found the Hospice Alliance Hospice House is best for their loved ones. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org.
Want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouth-watering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Are you looking for ways to give back to your local community? Use volunteerwisconsin.org to find opportunities to volunteer your time with organizations making a difference near you. As we celebrate United Ways Month, we're also celebrating you. Visit volunteerwisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center to find out more about local opportunities to get involved. VolunteerWisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on WRJN. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us. Our goal for the green and gold sponsors are Royal Construction, Building Dreams Together, and Vessel Services, roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind.
And right now, our keyword is prize, P-R-I-Z-E. Download the Civic Media app. It's free wherever you get your apps, WRJN.com. You can find it there. Download it. Click on WRJN on the list of stations. You'll see a space there for the keyword. And the word is prize, P-R-I-Z-E. That's good till 8 o'clock this morning. Do it now so you're in the running for the $200 in gold jewelry today and also for the Green Bay, Minnesota tickets, all right? A lot of fun. All right, we have Pastor Bill Tompkins. I've known Bill for many, many years, and the pastor is here. Food for the Soul. There's so many events going on to raise money, raise awareness, and this is one of them. And, Pastor, why don't you tell us about it?
Yeah, we are here not to raise money, but we're here to celebrate many years of us serving the community. Food for the Soul meets every second and fourth Friday at 2130 Racine Street. That is Zoe Outreach Ministry. But this weekend, we have an event where we're going to be out in the gardens at 4414 Northwestern Avenue. We have a three-acre flower garden where we're going to be serving soup and chili. Starts at 4 o'clock. We also have a whole lot of food to give away. It's just a great time. It's something that we do to say thank you to all of those who have helped, all of those who have supported us throughout all of these years. We're also going to have a time because of the situation in our nation that we're going to just pause for a little bit of time and pray for our nation, pray for our community, and ask God's blessing over our land. So those are what's happening this weekend. But Food for the Soul has been going on for quite a long time. If you're familiar with the Nehemiah Project, if you're familiar with Fellowship of Christian Believers, well, we've been part of serving and helping the poor and the needy for over 40 years. And we just don't give food. We also help with jobs. We help people to not just know how to, not just give them food, but to learn how to take care of your own self and all those kinds of things.
Well, I've known you for a few years. You do very good work. And I can tell you firsthand, because I know this for a fact, that prayer does work. So,
yes, sir.
It does work. There's no doubt in my mind whatsoever, because I've seen things done that I can't explain. And the only way I can explain it is through prayer. I mean, I have no explanation for how these things work except that. And, you know, God works in mysterious ways, and he works through me, too, and he works through you. You're doing a great job. I've known you for years, and you're always doing good work for people, and it's a good blessing for our city.
And we have a lot of fun, too. It's one of the things we've lost in this nation as we butt heads with one another. That each one of us are fearfully and wonderfully made by God. That each there's only one fingerprint for each of the billions and billions and billions of people. You know, you can have all kinds of questions of how we were created, but there's no mistakes that each one of us have been individually designed by God in our own unique way. And we want to celebrate that. We celebrate the nations and all those kinds of things out of the garden. You'll see a slave house there. We have a world. We have what we call Latino world. We have an Asian garden there. We have Booker T. Washington home. So come out and enjoy us by coming through the gardens. Come out and celebrate with the rest of us who are going to enjoy soup, chili. And as I said before, we've got a lot of food to give away. Okay. Also, every second and fourth Friday, we are at Zoe Outreach. And it's the same thing. Food for the Zoe is good food, dinner, sit down, have a wonderful dinner with us. We have a message each and every time, and at the end, we have groceries to give away. And that's kind of how this is going to work, too.
Okay.
Wonderful dinner with chili and soup. Message is going to be not a message, but a time of prayer, and then groceries to take home.
And that's at 4414 Northwestern Avenue tomorrow, right?
That's correct.
And
yep, the doors open at 4.
Yeah.
We start everything off at 5.
Pastor, I thank you for sharing that with us this morning, and thank you very much. Good luck tomorrow. Beautiful weather tomorrow. It's going to be perfect so people can get out there.
Yeah, thanks for having us on. Really appreciate you.
Anytime, Pastor. Pastor Bill Tompkins, thank you, Pastor. Food for the soul. And good to get that message out there from WRJN. All right, it's 726 Local News Timeless Hits. This was written by Paul Williams, this song. Now, he sang it, but the hit came from Three Dog Night. Local News Timeless Hits here at WRJN, an old-fashioned love song.
Just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio. Around the music is the sound of someone promising they'll never go. You swear you've heard it before as it slowly rumbles on. No need in bringing them back because they're never really gone. Just an old-fashioned love song. One I'm sure they wrote. Our love affair with tenderness and feelings that we've come to know. You swear you've heard it before, so it slowly rambles on and on. No need in bringing them back, cause they're never really gone. Just an old-fashioned love song, coming down in three-part harmony. Just an old
Night old-fashioned love song, 729, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Sunshine on tap today with a high near 73. Right now the sun is shining bright, 59 degrees right here at Radio Park. What a beautiful autumn morning. All right, ladies and gentlemen, witness the power of Oprah. Apple TV Plus made a documentary about Oprah. She didn't like the finished product, so she bought it for Apple Plus and kept it from airing because, of course, she's Oprah. She can do that kind of thing. And I thought this is a great idea to make money. Just keep making documentaries about Oprah she doesn't like. She'll keep buying them from you. What a great idea. 7:30 on the noggin. Let's check our morning news, see what's going on. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. On Monday, the Caledonia Plan Commission will hold a meeting and talk about Microsoft. They could decide on whether to recommend rezoning land for the tech company's proposed data center. The project has brought strong opinions from people living in the area worried about noise, stormwater, and community impact. The site covers about 245 acres near the We Energies plant off Highway 32.
Supporters say the data center will bring progress and jobs, while many neighbors want a say in the future of their community. After the commission's decision, the full village board will vote on the rezoning. Your map app may lead you into trouble this weekend. 894 in Milwaukee County will be completely closed for over 2 days this weekend for improvements. The closure begins today and runs through early Monday morning. It impacts a stretch between 76th Street and Greenfield Avenue and includes parts of both 41 and 43. Most of the trouble is around the Hale interchange. The work is part of a major project to resurface the freeway. The DOT is warning drivers to expect detours and delays. Lightning strikes take about 20 lives a year, and a bolt took one earlier this week in southeastern Wisconsin. A strike of lightning claimed the life of a 48-year-old DNR worker in Washington County Monday. The DNR says Adam Zerbel of Plymouth was working in the woods near Keewaskum when he was struck on September 22nd. He was later found by authorities after a search. The Washington County Sheriff's Office called his death rare, but a serious reminder to respect severe weather. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Our valuable dairy sector in Wisconsin not seeing the seasonal demand we'd hoped for by now. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. So what does that mean for dairy prices going into 2026? Those projections next.
Okay, it's time for our fan field goal kick of the game.
Hey, he's wearing a Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn t-shirt.
Of course, Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn beats the competition's yields by 7.7 bushels an acre.
All right, here's the kick.
It's good!
Not bad for a guy in work boots.
Plant the 100th season of Pioneer. Visit pioneer.com/powerup.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Right now, it seems like the buyers that are looking for cheese and butter for the upcoming holidays are a little thin in the marketplace. Matt Treadle, one of the dairy analysts with EverAg in Platteville, says they're still optimistic.
We're starting to hear, especially on the butter front, lots of different grocery stores starting to push hard on butter promotions, which makes sense because butter is at the lowest price that we've seen since 2021. At $1.62 in the spot market. So it hasn't been there to date just yet, but the more promotional items that we do, the likelihood that there will be some sort of demand. And
Matt Treadle, one of the dairy analysts for EverAg out of their Platteville office, remaining optimistic that that seasonal dairy demand will be in the marketplace. Yesterday in Chicago, speaking of butter, the butter went up 2 cents to 164. 40-pound block cheese down a quarter of a cent, 163 and three quarters, while the barrel cheese was unchanged, 164 and a half. In overnight electronic trade this morning, markets are a little bit mixed. Currently, December corn's down a penny at 425. November soybeans down 2.5 at 1010. July new crop wheat's down 3 at 564. The Class 3 milk that goes into cheese for October down 25 cents at 1679. November, though, up 3 at 1621 a hundredweight. So just a quick snapshot of what's happening with the markets rolling into a Friday trade session. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models.
Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
WRJN Weather.
partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 60s to low 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. Could see a little fog overnight. Our low in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 58.
How come when you call someone on the phone, you wake them up, they always pretend like they weren't asleep? Like, it's so bad to be asleep. Like, so he's like, bring, hello? Oh, did I wake you? No, I was just sitting in a chair with a gun. What are we doing? I am ready to rock. I just got a new cell phone. Thank you. You ever get a new cell phone? You're too lazy to transfer all the numbers over, so you just stop being friends with a bunch of people?
It's 7:36, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN.
Don Rosen in the morning, WRJN.
Don't forget, we're in the middle of our multi-state text to win contest here at WRJN and Civic Media. If you haven't done so already, download the Civic Media app now. It's free. Just go to the App Store or WRJN.com. It takes seconds. And when you download the app, you'll see a list of Civic Media stations. Go down the list to WRJN. Click on WRJN. And when you do that, you're going to see a little space at the bottom there. And I want you to type this word in. Prize. P-R-I-Z-E. That's our keyword this hour. Prize. P-R-I-Z-E. Get it in because today's daily prize, we're going to pick from all the winners in the multi-state contest. Gets $200 in gold jewelry. And win or lose, you're in the running to watch the Green and Gold, Green Bay and Minnesota around, I think around Thanksgiving time we have tickets for, up in Green Bay. And also, we give you a gas card to get back and forth, which is kind of nice. So download the Civic Media app, look for WRJN, click on it, and type in the word prize, and text it to us now so you get in on this contest. It's this week and next week only, so you have a couple of times to win, but do it now. And when you get a message, you're going to get this message sent to you about joining our newsletter and stuff. Do that. You get a bonus entry. Look at that. We're just looking for ways to give stuff away. Right here at WRJN with our multi-state text to win contest from Civic Media and WRJN. All right, now I've got Brett Hoffman on the line with me from Marcus Theaters. And good morning, Brett.
Good morning, Don.
So you're not giving stuff away like we are. I didn't see free hot dogs at your theater. I was telling Brett, sometimes we'll go to the movies just to get the hot dogs. My wife said, what's playing? I said, I don't know. Well, let's go. We'll find something and we can get the hot dogs, those Eisenberg hot dogs. All right. We got a whole bunch of new movies coming out this weekend. They're opening up today. But they actually, don't you have open up on Thursdays, Thursday nights?
Yes, most movies premiere on Thursday nights. They call it premiere night with the official release date being on Fridays.
Okay, just wondering. Okay, so we have, here's something rare. A G-rated movie. Oh, I can't remember the last time we saw a G-rated movie out there, but this is Gabby's Dollhouse. Let's talk about it.
That's right. If you have a young child at home, it's likely you know what Gabby's Dollhouse is. It's rated G. It's getting great reviews on Rotten Tomatoes for being on the big screen. This is based on the popular preschool series Gabby's Dollhouse. As I said, if you have young children in the house, you have grandkids, they've probably seen this one. It's about Gabby and everything that she does with this imaginary dollhouse. And in this one, Gabby and Grandma Giggy's road trip takes an unexpected turn when the dollhouse ended up being stolen by an eccentric cat lady. And that's played by none other than Kristen Wiig. So Gabby's got to embark upon this adventure to reunite with her Gabby cat in the dollhouse before it's too late. The children are going to find this delightful, and it would be a great time to spend with them in the theaters this weekend. And I think everyone will enjoy it who knows the series. And if you want to do something special as well, we have a special event called Gabby's Big Screen Bash this Saturday. It's a special ticket. But we'll have games, we'll have family fun. Everyone with this special ticket gets a junior popcorn. And we also have these really neat sets of cat ears that everyone in the theater is going to be wearing and having fun with. So that's Gabby's Big Screen Bash. Look for the tickets for Saturday. That's tomorrow. Otherwise, there are plenty of showings for Gabby's Dollhouse, the regular showings as well throughout the weekend.
Yeah, talk about the ratings. When the rating system first came out in 1968, they were kind of soft with some of these ratings. I remember Guns of the Magnificent Seven, which was a sequel to The Magnificent Seven, kind of a violent Western, a lot of shooting, killing. It was rated G, and it still is rated G to this day. I mean, how did that ever get a G rating? I guess they were kind of like, you know, they're not sure. That's when it was GMRNX, Jim Rex. Remember that? But, yeah, how did Guns of the Magnificent Seven get a G rating?
And the ratings have taken a change. Remember, it wasn't until 1984 that PG-13 even existed.
Yeah, it was one of the, one of the Raiders films or something caused that to happen?
It was
Indiana Jones?
Yeah. Or actually, I think Indiana Jones, people complained about it, and I think other films, I believe it was Red Dawn and some other ones, they actually came out with PG-13, but I think it was Indiana Jones, people said, hey, wait a second, things like you pulling a heart out of a guy's chest, that's not exactly a PG-related movie, you know.
And here's another thing. After the M rating disappeared, it was GP. Then they switched it because GP didn't make any sense. So they switched it to Parental Guidance GP from GP to PG, and that's how that all happened. Anyway, our next movie, what is this? Oh, this is the Leonardo DiCaprio movie.
That's right. It is likely going to be the number one movie at the box office if Gabby doesn't surprise us with Gabby's Dollhouse. One battle after another, this is going to be a spectacle on screen. It's rated R. It's 2 hours and 41 minutes. It's an action drama comedy and directed by Paul Thomas Anderson. Everyone is saying it's amazing. It stars Leonardo DiCaprio, Sean Penn, Benicio Del Toro, and more. Right now, with nearly 200 critics ratings, it's got a 98% Rotten Tomatoes rating, which is almost perfect because there are always just a few dissenters. But 98% critics rating, it's amazing.
And this is being shown in VistaVision. We decided at four locations in the world. VistaVision was, Paramount's answer to CinemaScope back in the 1950s. 20th Century Fox came out with CinemaScope, widescreen. And they say, we got something better. It's called VistaVision. And it was running the film, instead of vertical, like a normal projector, horizontal. And you looked up the other day, there were four theaters in America running this in VistaVision. One was in England. I think one was the Vista Theater in Los Angeles, somewhere in California. But you said there were four theaters in America running it like that, huh?
Yeah, there are four theaters. They're scattered across. No one really in the Midwest is doing that, but... let me tell you, the digital projection is going to be absolutely spectacular. You can see this on the Ultra Screen or Super Screens at many Milwaukee area locations or South Wisconsin area locations. And this is a mix of action and comedy. It's about this guy, Bob Ferguson, who is played by Leonardo DiCaprio. He's a former revolutionary. He's living in hiding with his daughter. His daughter is kidnapped by this colonel whose name is Stephen Lockjaw, which is quite interesting, and played by Sean Penn, and now he must do everything he can to rescue her. Like I said, critics are just amazed by this one. The people that have screened it last night are amazed by this one. If you like, great film on the big screen. One battle left and others, your pick for this weekend.
I like Leo, so as long as he's in it. All right, the next one is called The Lost Bus.
This one is a rated R movie. It's got an 85% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. Another one you should give a try. This is a drama thriller. It stars Matthew McConaughey and America Ferrera. The movie is basically this recreation of a real-life disaster with just great effects and authenticity. It's about a school bus driver and a dedicated school teacher that battled to save 22 children from a terrifying out-of-control fire. The fire is raging, the bus pulls up, and they've got to escape with the children as this huge forest fire turned out of control into the city has enveloped around the community. So The Lost Bus, rated R, it's another good pick for this weekend.
All right, The Strangers 2. Let's talk about this. This is one of those slasher horror movies.
Slasher horror from Lionsgate, rated R. On their final days on a cross-country trip, a couple's vehicles breaks down. They have to take refuge in a remote Airbnb. And as night falls, three masked strangers come to terrorize them until dawn.
You know, I had a list here. I guess one of the websites did a list of the, I can't find it now, the favorite slasher movies. I got it here somewhere. I'll find it in a few minutes here. Favorite slasher movies. And you know what? I think the original slasher movie was Psycho, Alfred Hitchcock, don't you? That shower scene, doesn't get more slasher than that. But nobody considers Psycho as one of those slasher movies. They think of Halloween, they think of the Freddy Krueger movies, but they don't think about Psycho. All right, next movie is called Dude Perfect, The Hero Tour.
Yeah, these guys, Dude Perfect, they're internet sensations. They got absolutely famous doing all these trick shots. They would throw basketballs out of airplanes into basketball hoops. They would do all kinds of trick shots, and their online empire has now developed into not only trick shots and sports themes, but also comedy skits and all kinds of things. Dude Perfect, they're some of the number one individuals or contributors on the internet right now, and this was an immersive experience designed for those families and super fans to see. It's a close-up of their work and an inside look at their last sold-out Hero Tour, which was brought to arenas and other places across the country. So the show is action-packed with all their segments and exclusive backstage access. So a lot of Dude Perfect fans out there. This is a fun one to watch on the big screen, and it's rated PG.
That'd make a good radio name. I should have chosen that name years ago, Dude Perfect. The jingle, Dude Perfect in the morning. Wouldn't that sound great? I like that name. All right, 746 at WRJM. We're talking to Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters. And in just a moment here, we're going to take a sneak peek at what Hollywood's got to offer for the month of October. That's coming up in just a moment. Don't forget, it's our Civic Media Multi-State Text to Win contest going on this hour. Download the Civic Media app. Do it now. It's free. Just go to WRJN.com or wherever you get your apps. Download the app. Look for WRJN on the list of Civic Media stations. Click on it, and you'll see a blank space at the bottom. I want you to text the keyword PRIZE, P-R-I-Z-E, PRIZE. Text it this hour. You'll have to 8 o'clock, and you are in the running for $200 cash and gold jewelry. And you can also win the grand prize. Win or lose, we put everybody in the hopper for the grand prize. Tickets to see Green Bay and Minnesota play up in Green Bay around Thanksgiving time. And also give you a gas card so you can go back and forth. Ah, free gas. I like that, too. All right, so enter the contest. Do it right now. You have until 8 o'clock. I want a quick reminder here, the morning show brought to you every morning by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Marine Credit Union believes a strong community starts with strong partnerships. That's why they've joined forces with local nonprofits and community-focused initiatives to make a lasting difference together. Marine Credit Union passionately supports families in need, helps people build financial confidence, and strengthens the neighborhoods we all call home. Let Marine Credit Union chart your course forward. One step at a time. Learn more today at marinecu.com or visit them on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue. Membership required. Insured by NCUA.
It's time to take back your freedom. Easy Mobility Solutions has the ideal ride for any season. Golden and Pride mobility scooters, power chairs, and lift recliners. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Live life on your terms. Don't let mobility hold you back. Come in and test drive today. Visit Easy Mobility Solutions across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Mention this ad today and save $100 on any mobility scooter, power chair, or lift recliner. Easy Mobility Solutions. Freedom starts here.
This is some of the best riding weather of the season, but pay attention and be careful out there because unfortunately there have been a lot of unnecessary motorcycle accidents lately. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any kind of accident, call a Hog Lawyer immediately at 888-999-6644. He's the lawyer who rides, and with over 45 years of road-tested experience, he's definitely the guy you want on your side to protect your rights. Call him today or visit him online at hoglawyer.com.
Autumn has settled in the Union Grove, and the season just tastes better at Just Brew It. Step into a warm, fall-themed lounge where every sip feels like home and the air is filled with scents of the season. Caramel apple, pumpkin spice. Just Brew It has all the flavors that make chilly days warm and satisfying. Stay a while, catch up with a friend, or grab your go-to beverage. Fresh, local, timeless. Just Brew It in downtown Union Grove. Open 6 to 4 on weekdays and 7 to 2 on weekends.
There's still plenty of work to do before you put away your tools for another year, so if you need help with the chores ahead, just phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. They do the work that you hate to do yourself. Fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, power washing, you name it. And when it comes to tree removal, the pros at Get Her Done are tremendous. They're also insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Call them today at 262-220-2555 and Get Her Done.
We're talking movies as we do every Friday morning with Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters. October coming up in on Wednesday, I guess, October begins. Got a whole bunch of movies for the fall season. Let's talk about some of them here.
Well, next week on October 3rd, we have The Smashing Machine. This one's been looked forward to by a lot of people. It's being released by A24, and it stars Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Emily Blunt. Dwayne plays Mark Kerr. He was a UFC champion, and this is the story. It's kind of a docudrama action movie about his life. And I'll tell you, look at Dwayne. He looks a little bit different. There's a lot of makeup on him, but I'm sure he's going to do tremendous. This is being talked about for some awards. It's The Smashing Machine from A24, and it should look really great on screen. It should be a great story next week.
All right, what do you have next?
Well, the next one is a movie that actually was a surprise, and it got announced last week Friday. It was a surprise to many people, including a lot of people at theater chains, because Taylor decided, much like 2 years ago, to release a new movie, and it's going to be out for only 3 days, October 3rd through 5th. It's called Taylor Swift, The Official Release Party of a Showgirl, and she is going to present a behind-the-scenes look at the making of her new album, which comes out basically at the same time. It's called The Life of a Showgirl. There's going to be stories behind the songs that are in it. There's going to be a music video debut. There's a lot of things here. And let me tell you, the theaters are going to be packed with Swifties looking forward to seeing whatever Taylor Swift puts out. So this is Taylor Swift, The Official Release Party of a Showgirl. It just popped up on radar, and it's 3 days only next week on October 3rd through 5th.
And she put out a concert film a couple of years ago that did gangbusters, too.
Yep, it was, yeah, it was, that was the Eras tour that she put on screen. Number one movie, did phenomenally. So she's had a lot of success putting herself out there on the big screen.
All right, got another Tron movie coming out. Is this from Disney as well?
This is from Disney. So Tron Ares is the name of this one. And Jared Leto plays a sophisticated program Ares, and he's sent to the from the digital world into the real world on this one. So should be fun. Look at the trailers for these. Lots of great colors. This is another movie that's going to look great on a huge screen and in 3D. I know some people say, hey, I don't really enjoy 3D, but a lot of people go out to see movies like Avatar in 3D, and this is another movie that you really want to watch because it was made for 3D. You've got the band Nine Inch Nails doing the soundtrack. You've got Jeff Bridges, Gillian Anderson, and a whole bunch of other people in this movie. I would expect this one to be just an on-screen spectacular. So that's Tron, and that is out on October 10th.
You know, I took my mom to see the movie Gravity. Remember that with, what was her name? I can't think of the actress's name.
Anyway, Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock, yeah. And my mother never saw a 3D movie before. And this was the best 3D I've ever seen. And she was reaching into the air to grab the tools that were floating through the air. She had never seen a 3D movie. She was about 90 years old at the time, or 89 years old. And she said, I can't believe this. The tools are floating in front of my face. Yeah, they look like they were, yeah. So 3D is fabulous if it's done well. I mean, they really do. And they've really perfected it since the old days of, you know, the House of Wax and movies like that. Okay, we've got Soul on Fire. What's that about?
This is actually based upon a true story. It's based upon this guy, John O'Leary, and his memoir. As a young child, he was burned. He lost some of his limbs, but he actually had an inspirational story. He was from St. Louis. This movie is filmed in St. Louis. It's got Midwest roots. And it's about how after that devastating accident, he used that to basically use this as an inspiration message for his faith and to the community. It's got William H. Macy. It's got John Corbett. It's got a bunch of others in this movie. It's a great inspirational film. The movie is Soul on Fire.
Yeah, and the same day The Roofman is coming out, that same day on October 10th.
Yeah, that stars Channing Tatum and Kirsten Dunst. This is actually the true story of a guy who was a thief. He broke into several McDonald's, actually, by cutting holes in the roof. He targeted these fast food restaurants. He was in prison. He escaped. He ended up living in a Toys R Us for months. He ended up dating this woman that he met at church. It is a bizarre story, and Channing Tatum plays this in this biodrama about the real-life events. That's The Roofman, and that's out on October 10th.
What is he, stealing Big Macs and fries? What was he stealing at McDonald's?
Obviously he was cutting in to get in the offices, but yeah, he just found out where he could target McDonald's, how they were built similarly, and get into them.
Happy Meal toys, I guess. All right, on the 17th, we have two films, The Black Phone 2 and Good Fortune. Let's talk about them.
The Black Phone 2 returns. The Black Phone was several years ago. It was terrifying on screen with Ethan Hawke and Mason Thames. It's coming back. Look for that one to be your horse selection for October. And then we have Good Fortune. Now, if you've gone to a Marcus Theater recently, you'll see Greg Marcus on screen during his greeting with Aziz Ansari. Aziz Ansari, of course, the stand-up comedian. He's the director and writer of this one as well. We are so happy to partner with them because Aziz directs, writes, and stars in this one along with Seth Rogen and Keanu Reeves. So Keanu Reeves plays this angel who's well-meaning, but he decides to show a person who's down in his luck, played by Aziz Ansari, that money won't solve anything. So he life swaps them with Seth Rogen's character, who's a wealthy venture capitalist. And of course, at least for some time, he wants to show him that money doesn't solve everything, but
it does.
It does seem to, and that's the whole joke of the movie.
It does seem to solve a lot of problems.
Exactly. And one should be a fun hoot.
I like when the superior angel says, so how's it working out? He goes, well, it's not. Money does solve part of his problems.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Bruce Springsteen. Now, this is a biopic. It's not a concert, right?
It's a biopic. That's right. It has Jerry Allen White. He's playing Bruce Springsteen. It is about his journey in crafting the 1982 album Nebraska, which emerged as he had recorded Born in the USA with the E Street Band. So this is a biography drama. Should be great for Bruce Springsteen fans or just fans of music in general.
Okay, and same day, October 24th, Regretting You.
Colleen Hoover fans will love this movie. She is a well-established author. It's about the strained relationship of a mother and her daughter after their father passes away and the things that go on. It's directed by Josh Boone, who directed The Fault in Our Stars. So, you know, this is Colleen Hoover. Last year, she came up with the movie based upon her book, It Ends With Us. This is really going to be a great one for book clubs, for people that are fans of Colleen Hoover books, but a great drama in Regretting You that will take us through October.
Okay, here's some movie news from me. Robert England, who played Freddy Krueger in the Nightmare on Elm Street movies, plays Jiminy Cricket in the latest Pooniverse movies. Now, before you say, oh, that nice little Jiminy Cricket, no, this is a horror movie called Pinocchio Unstrung. He kind of looks like Freddy, Jiminy Cricket, in the film. So, yeah, the copyright ran out on Winnie the Pooh in some of these films, so now they can do whatever they want with them, I guess. Kenan Thompson producing a remake of the 80s slasher Sleepaway Camp with the original writer and director. Leonardo DiCaprio and Jennifer Lawrence will star in Martin Scorsese's next movie. It's a ghost story, What Happens at Night. Ooh, I want to see it. I know they didn't make it yet, but I want to see it. So-called sources say Adele has been approached about playing the... Oh, but that's not something else. You don't care about that one. Let's see what else we got here. We talked about Taylor Swift. I got a couple of more stories here. Maggie Gyllenhaal wrote and directed a crazy adaptation of The Bride of Frankenstein in 1930 Chicago called The Bride. A Weapons sequel is in the works. Of course, once you get a good movie, they start talking about the sequel. It's going to be called, it's about Ann Gladys. Now, do you know who that is in the movie? I didn't see Weapons.
You know I do. It's a tremendous movie, and you really want to go see it.
Okay. So. Let's see here, and they're making a remake of the 1992 thriller, The Hand That Rocks the Cradle. That was a good movie, The Hand That Rocks the Cradle. So they're doing a remake of that. And just our last little thing here, somebody put together a list of the highest grossing movies that focus on rock music. Number 5 on the list, School of Rock, preceded by Wayne's World, Rocket Man, Elvis, the 2022 movie. And number 1, now this film made $910 million at the box office. If you add up the other 4, it doesn't even equal the gross of Bohemian Rhapsody, the story about Freddie Mercury and Queen, which was one of the best movies I've ever seen. We saw it twice in theaters, my wife and I, and we had to get the Blu-ray on it to watch it again and again. It's really a good movie, Bohemian Rhapsody. Did you see it?
Oh, of course. Yeah. What an amazing movie. The end scene at Live Aid is just a great payoff that you'll want to see.
Yeah, it's really a good film talking about how, and it's kind of sad in a way because, you know, Freddie Mercury passed away. But, yeah, it's a good movie. All right, my friend, I love talking to you every Friday. And, of course, Kurt Vollman has you doing the top five, every week, every Tuesday. And also on Fridays, he also, this afternoon, he'll review the new movies you got coming out as well in the afternoon here at WRJN. Hey, hold on the line, my friend. Don't go anywhere. That's Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters. It's exactly 8 o'clock. Stay right where you are. It's news time.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump has gotten his wish for the indictment of one of his most outspoken critics. Correspondent Scott McFarlane reports from Washington.
James Comey, who was fired as FBI director by President Trump in 2017, was charged with two federal counts Thursday.
I have great confidence in the federal judicial system, and I'm innocent.
Comey is charged with obstruction of a congressional proceeding and making a false statement when he denied authorizing leaking information to the press during Senate testimony in 2020.
CBS News legal analyst Caroline Polisi believes the president's social media posts could backfire.
You can bet your bottom dollar that the first motion Comey and his attorneys will be making is one for a selective and vindictive prosecution, and they've got the evidence there.